Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is O Rose, Thou Art Sick, doing the Dork Should Stick Together script, written by Angel Mane. Hi. I'm glad you came. Please don't mind how messy my place is, okay? And that I'm wearing yoga pants and a t-shirt I stole from my dad. I didn't exactly plan any of this. You're right. You're already used to it, of course. Silly me. Anyway, thank you for stopping everything you were doing to come here. And I know you're wondering, why on earth did I randomly ask you to come to my place in the middle of the night? What? No! It's not because I want to test a new tabletop game. Hey, I only did that once, okay? Maybe twice. There's something I'd like to talk to you about. I know the timing is really bad, but if I don't say it now, I might never get the courage to do it again. Can we sit on the couch, please? Sorry for all the mystery. I'm just really nervous. Of course I'm nervous. I trust you. I trust you a lot. But it feels so weird to say it out loud. We spend a ton of time together, but we don't usually talk a lot about relationship stuff. You know, guys, girls. I think best friends should talk about that too, right? Okay. I know we're both introverts that barely talk to other people, but... damn it. I'm rambling like an idiot already. Okay. I'll say the thing. I will. I've never kissed a guy before. Or a girl, for that matter. I mean, I've never kissed anyone. Ever. I know that's not what I said before, but I lied. I lied to everyone. But most importantly, I lied to you. And I feel really bad about it. I don't want to keep any secrets or lies between us. I never really cared a lot about what people think of me. But there is one person who I do care, and that's you. I was afraid that if you knew it, you'd think I'm a loser or something. No, you don't understand. I know you'd never make fun of me, that's not it. The issue is that you're the only one of the very few people I can call a friend. And I dare to open up myself to. Don't want you to pity me. A college senior who didn't even have her first kiss. You know, as we grew up together, everyone around us started to get on dates, to be with people. That's normal, of course. But I was just left out. I mean, you're the only guy I can even talk to without sounding like I'm trying to read alien hieroglyphics. See, so that's no surprise. Thing is, I always told myself it was because I'm an introvert. But eventually it would happen. No hurries, right? But then, you had your first kiss as well at the end of high school. I was happy for you, for sure, but if you're an introverted, socially awkward nerd as well, and you did it, what's my excuse now? There's no other way of saying it. I was jealous. And I know how shitty that is. This is not how I should feel about a good thing happening to my best friend. At all. I know this happened a long time ago, but the feeling never really went away completely. And that's why I called you here. I felt like I needed to tell you all of this and apologize for lying, for being jealous, for not being a good friend like you've always been to me. I'm really, really sorry about everything. What? What do you mean you never kissed anyone either? Everyone told me about you and that girl from the other school during the field trip. That's sweet, but you don't need to lie to make me feel better. Oh my god. Oh my god. Were the other guys making fun of you that bad? For you to have to ask her to lie about it? Wow. I'm sorry you had to do that. People really suck sometimes. Damn, you broke me now. I don't know what to say anymore. And that also means I've been jealous and lied to you all this time because of something that didn't even happen. Which makes me feel even more stupid, to be honest. Even now you're comforting and hugging me? But I should be the one comforting. You've always been the best friend I could possibly have. Even when I didn't really deserve it. Thank you. Thank you. Lots. Can we maybe stay like this for a bit? I really like being held by you. I mean, that's not weird, right? Just some comfort between friends. Hey, there's something else in my mind now, too. I'll say it. But only if you promise you won't freak out. You do? Pinky promise. I was wondering. We both never kissed anyone. We're both dorks who know more about quantum physics than they know about flirting. I'm a girl. And you're a guy. We're both interested in the opposite sex, as far as I know. Maybe we could have each other's first kiss. It's the best way to get this whole thing over with. Okay, I'm sorry. I know this is a crazy idea. We're best friends. You've never seen me in that way and never will. Please pretend I never said that and let's move on. I don't want to lose your friendship over a silly idea like this. Wait. Did you say yes? Oh, that's... good. How do we go on now? I never ever thought I would reach this part, actually. I think it's easier if we stand up, maybe? Oh my god. Can I get closer now? I'm pretty sure kissing is a melee skill. Hey, making nerdy jokes is my only way to not freak out completely, okay? Can we just do it? Please? I'll just put my arms around you and... Ow! Okay, we should probably take our glasses off first. And maybe tilt our heads a bit more. Heck, this is managing to be even more awkward than I expected. Well, that's it. We finally had our first kiss. And there's no black hole destroying the universe. Did you like it? I did as well. Felt a little weird, but... not that bad kind of weird. Maybe we can have our second kiss just to be sure. That's pretty good. Very good, actually. Guess there's a reason people like doing this so much after all. I wouldn't mind to keep going if you really wanted to. I'm sorry. This isn't the best time to ask, but what does this mean? This, what we're doing right now. You're my best friend. And that's what we've always been, friends. But we're kissing now, and it doesn't seem like either of us wants to stop. I want to know what you think about this whole thing. Are we going to make out this one time and go back to our normal lives, pretending it never happened? Are we something else now? Damn, am I jumping through things too quickly? I'm sorry. All right, I'll calm down. Thank you. I'm not going to lie. I've thought about that sometimes. If there was a slim chance that we could be more than just friends one day. Yes, of course I would like that. I mean, we have so much in common. We're both so awkward and weird around everyone else. But when we're alone together, well, we're still weird. But it feels like we complement each other's weirdness. I don't know. I like your company so much. When we're playing games together, watching stuff, or just having the deepest conversations about the most random topics in the world. It always makes me happy. And sometimes, when I'm close to you, my heart starts racing and I can't really do anything about it. Like, I don't care about being a weirdo if we can be like that together. And sometimes, I wonder how it would feel like if I could be your weirdo. Yes, I know what you're thinking. And it's obvious at this point. I wasn't only jealous because you had your first kiss and I didn't. It was also because I wanted to be your first kiss. I just like you so, so much. And sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. I feel so good when I'm with you, but this also makes me feel so weird because I'm afraid of losing your friendship. Then I started to feel jealous when I think about you being with other girls too. And sorry, I'm stupid. I know you don't like it when I put myself down like this, but alright, I just need to know it. If you don't feel the same, and you just wanted to know how kissing a girl feels like, that's fine. But please, tell me, how do you feel about this? Really? I thought someone having a crush on me was against the laws of physics. I'm happy you feel the same. I really am. This has been weighing on my mind for so long. Can we maybe go back to the kissing now? I really enjoyed that. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you hold me by the hips. I like feeling close to you like this. And we might be both dorks, but we don't need to kiss like 2 14-year-olds. I'm so glad we can learn this together. You don't make me feel pressured to be any good, and well, everything's a lot better when it's the person you like, I guess. Your lips are so soft, and I think I'm getting the hang of this. I think think we can try to go a little deeper with the kissing. But be careful. We've already knocked our glasses off the first time. If we bump our teeth too, the awkward police are gonna knock down the door and arrest us. You're right. It's way easier when we stop thinking too much and just let our bodies do what they want to. This feels really, really good. Hey, why are you moving away? I'm sorry, did I bite your tongue or do something else wrong? What is it then? Come on. I invited you to my house to tell you something I was super ashamed of. Don't pull on and it's embarrassing on me now. Oh, wow. Do I really make you feel like this? No, it's not bad. I mean, if you're getting hard, it means you're liking it a lot, right? Then I'm happy you are. And it's not like I'm not getting a little excited, too. We're finally together now. It's more than friends. I think it's fine for us to get a little more intimate. I mean, we're two adults who really, really like each other. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I'm glad you agree. And if there's only... if there's only one person I trust to do this with, it's you. Sorry, am I being too forward? I'm just doing what my body tells me to do, like you said. Good. There's something I'd like you to do with me then. That's not asking too much. I really want to feel your hands on my boobs. But I've always been a little self-conscious about my body. Can you maybe hold me from behind and touch them? I think I'll be comfortable if you're not looking at them. I'm sorry. I know that's silly. It's fine. Thanks. Yeah. Come behind me. Just like this. Are you trying to? Don't worry. Unhooking a bra is a very high level quest. Here, let me help. Now, lift up my shirt and cup them with your hands, please. You can grind on me a little bit too if you want. Hey, a little softer, please. Don't squeeze them like honks. They're very sensitive. Better. Much, much better. Massage them slowly. No worries. Wow. I can really feel something poking behind me. Still a little hard to believe you feel like that because of me. But I'm so happy you do. I'm gonna grind a little against you, okay? Feels really good. Yeah. Play with my nipples too, please. Run your fingers through them very softly. We're gonna do it, aren't we? Please tell me. This is too much for me to resist. I need you. I need you really bad. No, my room's a mess. We can do it here. Just pull my pants and my panties down. I'll bend over the couch. It's fine. Don't worry about condoms. I've been using birth control for a while now. I mean, a girl has to be prepared, right? You can start slow, And I'll tell you if it hurts too much. No, do it. Please. Go up a little more. Yes. Right there. Right there. And push it in a little harder so it... Bleed a little bit too, but don't worry, okay? You're being super caring and gentle. And there's no one in the world I would rather have my first time with. From now on, even if it hurts, I don't want you to stop. You can go slow, but keep thrusting until you're all the way inside. This vulnerable, but it's fine because it's you. Just a little more, a little bit deeper. You're all the way in now. I love it so much. Your cock feels so hard and not inside me. Yes. Start moving. Please do it. It feels so good. I know. Very, very tight. But I hope it feels good for you too. I'm glad. Yes, please. No. Don't hold back. Please. Just a little more. Just a little harder. Come inside me. Please. Yes. Yes. Hope it was good for you too. I'm glad about this and, well, everything that happened tonight. This really feels like one of my crazy dreams, but it's real. Speaking of dreams, can we rest in a bit now? I'll lie down on your chest and... Well, we didn't end up having our first kiss together, and other first things too. I guess sometimes life does give you what you want, but in the most crazy and roundabout way I can possibly think of. By the way, do you really need to go home today? wonder when I'll let go of my big pillow. Maybe you can sleep here tonight. You will?
Yay. And you know, there's also a new tabletop game I've been wanting to play for a while now. I'm kidding. Maybe not.